Bringing hemp into a state prison or county jail could soon be a felony offense in Florida under a bill that's on its way to the governor's desk. The legislation revises the list of contraband in facilities statewide.
Because hemp is indistinguishable, it will prohibit hemp and therefore prohibit more weed in our facilities.
House sponsor Scott Plakin's chamber passed the Senate's version of the bill Tuesday. The measure would make bringing hemp and medical marijuana into prison, jail, or a juvenile detention facility a third-degree felony. That's punishable by up to 5 years in state prison and a fine of up to $5,000.
Kind of determination or the definition of what's contraband under current law is if it has the potential to threaten the security of a facility or negatively impact the safety of the people within.
Growing and using hemp was legalized by the Florida legislature last year. Since then, local law enforcement have grappled with the change as hemp is identical to marijuana in smell and appearance. Some state attorneys stopped prosecuting small pot possession cases. Plakin and proponents of the bill say banning hemp as contraband will eliminate any such confusion.
A yes vote on this today will do just that. It will prevent marijuana from coming into our facilities, thereby helping the safety of the people within it, and think about how that can be traded for other things as well, which is unhealthy for ours. A no vote, seriously, will result in more marijuana in our facilities. Please vote yes.
The bill ultimately passed with a 71-43 largely party line vote. It also adds vaping devices to the list of banned items in any facility, county or state. The measure adds cell phones to the list of contraband items banned in facilities run by the Department of Children and Families and the Agency for Persons with Disabilities. Each of those would be a first-degree misdemeanor if Governor Ron DeSantis signs the measure into law. House Democrats like Joe Geller put up a last-stand fight, arguing the bill would keep people in a correction system already fraught with problems.
People get on the wrong end of the law. They go into jail. We shouldn't be all about finding ways to keep them there indefinitely and extend their sentences.
Dems tried to tack on an 11th-hour amendment that would require a search of everyone who enters a state prison, including wardens and all correctional officers, but it was withdrawn. Representative Diane Hart was among those who pushed for the next amendment.
Not only do the inmates plant contraband, but so do our officers.
Even though the proposed amendment didn't make it into the bill, Plakin addressed his Democratic colleagues' concerns, saying there are penalties in place for officers who smuggle contraband.
Several members had talked about contraband from officers being perhaps a bigger problem than coming in from the outside. I don't know that, but even if that is so, this legislature took steps last year in 2019 with Representative Drake's bill, House Bill 41, which provides enhanced penalties for correctional officers that would do bad things within the facilities of our correctional institutes.
The bill will go into effect in October of this year if it gets a signature from the governor. I'm Ryan Daly.